WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned mindfulness advocate. Ever feel like your brain is on a constant loop, replaying worries and anxieties? You know that feeling when you can't seem to switch off, even when you desperately need some peace? Well, trust me, you're not alone. Today we're diving deep into a topic close to my heart, navigating mental health recovery with support and self-care. It's no secret that life throws curveballs. Stress, pressure, and uncertainty are just part of the package deal. But what happens when those curveballs turn into full-blown mental health challenges? That's where things can get tricky, and often we find ourselves navigating a path to recovery alone. Today, I want to shake things up and remind you that recovery isn't a solo mission. It's a journey best traveled with support and self-love. So grab your favorite cozy blanket, maybe a cup of tea or coffee, whatever helps you feel grounded, because we are about to unpack some key takeaways that can seriously empower your mental health journey. First up, understanding that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Seriously, folks. Reaching out for support, whether it's talking to a therapist, joining a support group, or confiding in a trusted friend or family member, takes courage and self-awareness. Remember, asking for help doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're prioritizing your well-being and taking proactive steps towards healing. Next up, the power of self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about intentionally nurturing your physical, emotional, and mental health. Think about activities that bring you joy, peace, or simply a sense of grounding. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to music that moves your soul, or spending quality time with loved ones who lift you up. Speaking of lifting yourself up, remember the importance of setting boundaries. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's essential. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or add unnecessary stress to your life. Protect your time and space, because prioritizing your well-being means saying yes to what truly matters. Another game changer. Practicing mindfulness. This doesn't involve becoming a meditation guru overnight. It's simply about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and cultivating a sense of acceptance. Try taking a few deep breaths throughout the day, focusing on your senses, or engaging in activities that anchor you in the here and now. Finally, remember that recovery is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and days when it feels like you are stuck in a fog. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and never give up on the path towards healing. You are worthy of love, support, and a life filled with joy and well-being. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed or stressed. Maybe you were juggling work deadlines, family commitments, or personal challenges. How did you handle it? Did you reach out for help? Did you prioritize self-care? Chances are, there are moments where you've instinctively known how to take care of your mental health. This is about recognizing those moments and building upon them. It's about creating a toolkit of strategies that work for you, whether it's journaling, talking to a friend, taking a walk in nature, or practicing mindfulness techniques. Remember, recovery isn't linear. There will be setbacks, but with the right support system and self-care practices, you can navigate those challenges and emerge stronger than ever. So let's recap. Seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Practice self-care rituals that nourish your soul. Set healthy boundaries to protect your energy. Embrace mindfulness to stay grounded in the present moment. And remember that recovery is a journey filled with ups and downs, but you are capable of overcoming any obstacle. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app. Those reviews help us reach more people and spread the message of mental health awareness. And most importantly, remember, you're not alone in this journey. We're all in this together, and I'm here cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep that mind of yours sharp, kind, and open to possibility.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.